This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Jim Fetzer, your guest host, sitting in for Daniel today, with great appreciation to Catherine and Daniel for thinking of me. It's such a pleasure to be here again. I do encourage you to take advantage of the Powerball shopping opportunities. They are abundant and plentiful, lots of discounts, good products at great prices. It turns out that the Democrats have a master plan to criminalize private gun sales. This is fairly stunning stuff. I have an article about it I've republished on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. What you will find as you go to the blog is that I have embedded a video study I have done about Las Vegas, which you can find online under the heading Best Breakdown of the Las Vegas Shooting Hoax at 153news.net. Now, there's another source you're probably unfamiliar with. YouTube has taken down so many of my videos, especially about Sandy Hook, and even taken out whole websites of people who interviewed me about Sandy Hook. It's rather astonishing, all things considered. In fact, Mike Adams of Natural News has been ranked as the second most influential on the Internet after Alex Jones, was dumbfounded to discover an interview he'd done with me back in 2015 about the Amazon.com banning my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which has 13 contributors, including 6 current or retired PhD professors, have been flagged by YouTube. And they took down not only that interview, but they took down his whole site at the time, which had over 1,700 videos and 200,000 subscribers. I was therefore rather impressed when Mike Adams came back to me earlier this year to do a follow-up interview. It took 6 or 8 weeks before he would post. I'd actually inferred that he probably had decided against it, that the hazards would be so great. But he went ahead and put it up under the title, using a phrase he'd introduced at the end of our conversation, Most Dangerous Mind in America on False Flags and Extreme Censorship. So you can find that, you know, Mike Adams, Most Dangerous Mind in America on False Flags and Extreme Censorship, because Google, Facebook, even Twitter, they've gone way out of their way to censor conservative voices and conspiracy research. What I'm interested in is getting at the truth. I have a background as a professional philosopher. I'm an expert in the areas of epistemology, methodology, and the philosophy of science. I introduced the appropriate methodology for taking conspiracy theories from theories in the weak sense of rumors, conjectures, or guesses to conspiracy theories in the strong sense of empirically testable explanatory hypotheses in an early publication, which you can find available online, entitled Thinking About Conspiracy Theories, JFK and 9/11, where I use JFK as an illustration of the principles involved here, where there are 4 steps or stages in scientific reasoning. The first being puzzlement. Something is going on that doesn't fit in with your background knowledge. It raises puzzles. You want to sort it out. Second, speculation. What are the full range of alternative possible explanations? This is the area in which Alex Jones has excelled. He's taken puzzling situations like Sandy Hook and subjected to lots of speculation, not necessarily coming down on one side or the other, but getting us into the point of view of realizing there are alternatives to the official narratives, where we're getting only one side of the story from the mainstream media, where, by the way, the CIA began infiltrating the media back in the 1950s, Operation Mockingbird. I recently made a presentation in Dallas on the 18th of November at a national conference there about Operation Mockingbird Alive and Well, where, for example, by 1975, William Colby, then its director, was able to testify to Congress that the agency owned everyone of any significance in the media. This was already in 1975. That would be followed in short order by a brilliant piece by Carl Bernstein, who had become famous with Bob Woodward, All the President's Men, about Watergate and the travails endured by Richard Nixon, entitled The CIA and the Media, where he, in Rolling Stone in 1977, where he explained that officials of the agency had boasted that their greatest successes had been with Time, Life, the New York Times, and CBS. Well, anyone familiar with that era would recognize that if you had a lock on Time, Life, the New York Times, and CBS, then you basically had a control on the dissemination of news in the United States. The threat that has arisen here has been the emergence of the Internet and the alternative media, where it now turns out that that Google has acknowledging removing, listen to this, 53 million videos because they didn't conform to the standards of Google. Well, how can there be 53 million videos that don't conform to the standards of video unless these are videos that are challenging the official narrative, whether it's JFK or 9/11, the moon landing, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. Believe me, all of those were not as they were presented to the public. And if you want thorough documentation, I'm doing my best to bring together experts on each of these subjects and publishing books and what you might think of as your conspiracy catalog of research about what really happened. I was forced to found my own company, moonrockbooks.com, after Amazon banned the Sandy Hook book for no good reason. It had sold nearly 500 copies in less than a month, but then it blows the whole case out of the water. We established that the school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students there, that it was done to promote gun control, that it was, in fact, a FEMA exercise. Believe it or not, we even have the FEMA manual, which I published in the book as Appendix A. So when Amazon banned the book, I knew it was purely political. At the time, Amazon had 20 books about Sandy Hook available for sale. All 19 of the 20, all were variations on the official narrative. One included a preposterous account of how a teacher was supposed to have saved 15 first graders by packing them into a 3x4 bathroom where the door closed inside. I mean, look, 15 teenagers figure 50 pounds apiece. That's 750 pounds of squirming teenager plus a teacher another 100 pounds minimally, 850 pounds of squirming humanity into a 3x4 closet with a door that swung in. Amazon had no problem publishing the complete fantasy literature like that because it conformed to the official account, no matter how fantastic. For anyone who has stopped to make a minimal calculation, I mean, one 350-pound guard from the NFL would have filled up that bathroom completely, no room. Preposterous for 15 squirming teenagers. We found so many things wrong. We have discovered, for example, in confirming that it was a FEMA drill, that we had a sign there, everyone must check in. Well, it says right in the manual, everyone must check in with a controller upon arrival. In fact, even Patricia LaLorda, who is the first select man for Newtown, which makes her a position equivalent to the mayor, under oath, during legal inquiries pursued by Wolfgang Halbig, acknowledged that that sign had been placed there by the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, supervises FEMA and its drill, but which officially wasn't there at all. We also had porta-potties already in place. We had pizza and bottled water available at the firehouse. We had many of the participants there with name tags on lanyards. All that standard for FEMA exercises, they provide refreshments and restrooms, and they identify the participants by color-coded name tags on lanyards. There were parents bringing children to the scene. Now stop and ask yourself, what parent would bring a child to the scene of a child shooting massacre? The answer is not on your life. None. No. Nobody. Not one. Zero. Zip. Zilch. But because this was the rehearsal on the 13th, they were treating it as a festive occasion and bringing even children to the scene. In fact, some of the participants became confused about the dates and went ahead and put up donation websites already on the 13th for an event that was only supposed to take place the following day. Even Adam Lanza, the alleged purported shooter, was recorded as having died on the 13th, making his feat in shooting 20 children and 6 adults the following day all the more remarkable. Then we had the very grave oddities of no surge of EMTs into the building, no string of ambulances to rush their little bodies off to hospitals where they could be declared to be dead or alive. There were FEMA tarps laid out, but no bodies were placed on the tarps. A medevac chopper wasn't even called, as Wolfgang Halbig, who's a nationally recognized school safety expert, has observed. They even bring in the medevac choppers for drills. I suspect that's the reason they didn't do it on this occasion, but also more significantly, that the medical examiner, Wayne Carver, did not allow the parents to see the bodies of their children. Now, as a parent myself, I can assure you, if I'd been told one of my children had been killed, there's no force on earth that could have kept me from seeing the body. That, however, appears to have been appropriate in this case, because the children were fictions that only existed as photographs. They were made up out of photographs of older children when they were younger. Noah Posner, for example, and I published this and produced the proof in many different places, Noah Posner, who was supposed to be the child of Lenny Posner, a Sandy Hook father who's actually attacked many of us who have sought to expose the hoax and indeed has brought a lawsuit against me for defaming him, for implying that a death certificate he gave to Kelly Watt, who was a very astute student of Sandy Hook, during 100 hours of conversation they had, during which she explained to him she didn't believe he had a son, didn't believe he died, asked for proof. He sent her a death certificate, in my opinion, and we elaborate this in great detail in the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which incidentally I released to the public for free after Amazon banned it. It was obvious this was political. So you can download to have your own copy if you don't already have one. Just put in the title, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. You can download the PDF for free to your own desktop. Check out Appendix A where you'll find the FEMA manual to confirm all the points I'm making here about it having been a FEMA drill, two-day exercise, where he sent her a death certificate. That was, as we explained in the book, an obvious fabrication. The text, the color of the bottom 60% is completely different than the top 60%. It appears to be the bottom half. Real death certificate, the top half of fake. Don't be fooled. Download the book. More to come after this break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicone, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Once again, this is Jim Fetzer, your guest host, sitting in for Daniel today. Appreciation to Daniel and Catherine, and I'm all in favor of the Power Hour. Be sure to check out the Power Hour Ball. Lots of specials appropriate for Christmas, so you want to take advantage of the opportunity. I was talking about how the Sandy Hook was a complete charade and how they banned the book, and in fact it was completely outrageous. There have been various lawsuits undertaken about it. This Lenny Posner brought a lawsuit against Wolfgang Halbig for defamation, and Lenny never appeared in court. So they had repeated hearings where Wolfgang would show up. No Lenny. He had a very incompetent attorney there. The judge eventually got fed up and directed that Lenny have to sit for a video deposition, at which point Lenny withdrew his lawsuit. I think there are reasons for this which go into how we have identified the kids being made up out of photographs of other kids when they were younger. In the case of Noah Posner, Kelly Watt, the very same who had told Lenny that she didn't believe he had a kid, didn't believe he died and all that, noticed what she took to be a striking resemblance between Noah Posner and Michael Vabner, who is supposed to be his older stepbrother. So she'd show photographs of Lenny of Noah Posner and Michael Vabner to friends, and they'd say, yeah, that looks like the same person. Well, six of us went to work on this issue, this conjecture or hypothesis that Kelly was advancing. We found they had the same eyes, they had the same eyebrows, they had the same nose, they had the same ears, they had the same shape and size of skull, well, shape of skull. Obviously, the size of your skull grows considerably as you get older. I even had Larry Rivera, who's done brilliant work of confirming, for example, that Lee Oswald was standing in the doorway of the book depository when the motorcade went by superimposing images of Lee Oswald's face on the man in the doorway, where we already knew from his height, his weight, his build, his shirt, and his T-shirt, where the shirt itself was a long-sleeve, richly textured shirt that was rather worn, that it was Lee Oswald. rather than Billy Lovelady, the government's nominee, who is actually 2 to 3 inches shorter, 15 to 20 pounds heavier, and was wearing a red and white vertically striped short sleeve shirt that looks nothing at all like the shirt on Doorman. In fact, the FBI had him come in on February 29th of 1964 wearing the shirt he'd worn on that occasion, took photographs of it, sent it to Hoover, and said this man was a man in the doorway hoping the director would notice and send them off to Alaska, for example, because they weren't explaining away the man in the doorway, who indeed was Lee Oswald. So Larry did a gift for me in which you can see Noah Posner turn into Michael Vabner. Well, we've done additional research on it, and it should not come as a big surprise that all the indication we have is that just as Noah Posner was a fiction made up of photographs of Michael Vabner when he was a child, and now Michael Vabner has grown up and graduated from the University of Connecticut at Storrs. He had his own website and all that where he's saying, "Hi, I'm Michael Vabner." And here you're seeing Noah Posner turn into this person who's identified himself as Michael Vabner. Then in a new series of memoranda for the president that were edited by Robert David Steele, and you can download it from his website for free, you'll find proof is adduced by Mona Alexis Presley and Dan Cromer that, in fact, as one would surmise if you give it a moment's thought, that Lenny Posner is no more a real name than is Noah Posner. And the reason you have so many photographs of this man who calls himself Lenny Posner with the man, the child identified as Noah Posner, who turns out to be Michael Vabner, is because Lenny Posner is the name he's adopted for the real father of Michael Vabner, whose name is Reuben Vabner. In other words, the whole thing is an elaborate scam. In fact, Wolfgang has turned up photographs of 8 or 10 of the Sandy Hook girls and boys together. They're all alive, perky, looking real cute as can be. An interesting aspect of this, by the way, is that now Lenny, having withdrawn his lawsuit for defamation against Wolfgang, has brought a suit for defamation against me. So when I learned that the suit had been filed on the 27th of November, where I was served on the 29th, I wasn't surprised to get a phone call from an Associated Press reporter with a Hartford Courant in Connecticut asking me about the lawsuit. He called me, and then for some reason our line was cut. Not wanting him to think that I had dropped the phone call, I called him back. And he acknowledged, yeah, he thought that I dropped the call. In other words, that's what he was going to write, even though it was false. Well, I gave him a summary about the book, about how, you know, we had a certain contributors. And you won't believe what he wound up publishing about it. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. But the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats, so it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jim Pepner guest hosting for Daniel today. Thanks to Daniel. Thanks to Catherine. I'm a huge fan of the Power Hour. I was explaining how I was contacted by an Associated Press reporter about a defamation suit lodged against me by Lenny Posner, who had filed a similar suit against Wolfgang Halbig and then withdrawn at the last minute when the judge directed that he sit for a video deposition. I believe this is because he doesn't want his identity to be revealed. A program on Showtime called Dark Net did a series, a program, an episode about Sandy Hook, and it pitted me and against Lenny Posner. And the visual definition of my face has never been more precise than it was in this particular program, although I've been on, you know, hundreds and hundreds, I mean, probably 1,000 different video presentations. My face was better delineated and defined here than anywhere else. Lenny, however, insisted that he couldn't have his face shown because he didn't want it to be put on the internet as a subject for harassment, which is frankly absurd. There are photographs of him and Little Noah all over the world. I mean, they've been out there millions of times. So this was particularly ridiculous. I'm convinced it's because he doesn't want someone to look at that face and say, hey, I know that guy, that's Reuben Vandner. Because, in fact, what's going on here is perpetrating a fraud on the court, bringing a lawsuit in a fictional name, not identifying your true identity, just as those who pretended to be the Sandy Hook parents who lost children perpetrated a fraud on the public, a theft by deception. From $27 to $130 million was contributed by sympathetic but gullible Americans, which were divided by the 26 families. That's over $1 million apiece for feigning to have lost a child at Sandy Hook. An interesting aside in relation to the three links I put up for the show today, that James A. Fields Jr. was wrongfully sentenced to life in prison in Charlottesville car attack when he wasn't even driving the car. I reached out to the author for the Washington Post of an article about it to point out that we have photographs of the guy who was driving the car, and it's not James Fields, who is a 20-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic who wears heavy prescription glasses. It's this guy who's a 32-year-old commander of a battalion, a military veteran, who had astute driving ability, that there were two cars, two drivers, two or even three different takes. This guy was completely non-responsive. I mean, I published it there. You can find the article right there. He actually wrote back to me when I followed up with it and said he put my email into his junk folder, meaning his dedication to the truth is non-existent. He's just one more little pawn in the propaganda game, the Mockingbird media. Interestingly, I'd also reached out to the prosecutor of the Charlottesville case pointing out that there were multiple takes, two different cars, one Dodge Challenger with a stripe, one without, one with a sunroof, one without, the two different drivers, as I've just described, how the New York Times had used a photoshopped image where you see people flying through the air, actually a stuntman flying through the air where there's a black Toyota pickup. But we have another take where the car is approaching no black Toyota pickup, and a third, even more dramatic, where it's crashing into the back of two vans, empty vans, where they took the drivers out where they wouldn't suffer from whiplash or, you know, back strain because of the collision. Now, among the interesting discoveries we've made is that even though the National Transportation Safety Board declared that two Virginia State troopers had died in a chopper crash that day, we have film and footage showing them walking away from the crash scene wearing their flight uniforms hand in hand. But this is the real doozy. It turns out that the woman, Susan Rowe, who played the mother of Heather Heyer, who Mona has discovered actually didn't die that day, but the following day of a heart attack, actually also played the role of the mother, Donna Soto, of a teacher at Sandy Hook, Victoria Soto. So you got the same crisis actor at Sandy Hook and at Charlottesville. I mean, it's embarrassingly bad. So check that out, too. When I get back to this fake news about the false flag, the AP reporter, I explained to him how the book had 13 contributors. Actually, I misspoke and said 15. 13 contributors, including six current or retired PhD professors and what we'd established about the school being closed and all that. So imagine my astonishment when he published his story about it and said that Mike Palachek, who's a series editor, and I, the book's editor, had authored the book, that we were the authors of the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Nothing about there being 13 contributors, much less current or retired PhD professors. I mean, think about it. What are the odds that six PhD professors are going to get wrong about basic issues about the school being closed by 2008, there being no students there? That was a FEMA drill when we've even discovered the FEMA manual. This is more proof of the Mockingbird media that they're under the control of the CIA. They have no interest in getting the truth out to the American people. Instead, they're using these phony events like Charlottesville, like Sandy Hook, like Las Vegas, in order to promote their political agenda. In the case of Charlottesville, the whole objective was to transform Donald Trump from an America First guy who wanted to end our involvement in these wars in the Middle East and reallocate our resources to benefit Americans here at home, which he is now finally doing and for which I praise him beyond words. where the Democrats are now attacking him hypocritically because in the past they've been criticizing him for having American forces in Syria and Afghanistan. Now they're criticizing and attacking him for bringing them home, which he ought to have done, and where he's doing the right thing, standing up for principle, just he's standing up for principle for the war. Now it turns out that the Democrats are targeting new gun legislation with their takeover of the House. They want to criminalize private sale of guns. We have one Democrat by the name of Eric Swalwell from California who's talked about confiscation nationwide, using the military to do it. So he's going to take our guns at gunpoint. He's even talked about, as incredible as this sounds, the use of nuclear weapons against Americans if they resist this absurdity. So here you have Nancy Pelosi making no bones about it, how the Democrats are targeting new gun legislation with their takeover of the House. Completely offensive, in my opinion. It turns out that even Barack Obama has stated in print, I don't believe that people should be able to own guns. That's Barack Obama. Now, how can a guy like this serve as president of the United States when he's sworn an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic? How can Eric Swalwell take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States when he's advocating the abolition of the Second Amendment? These people have no business being in office. They aren't qualified to hold the office. It turns out, as Government Slaves published not so long ago, there are 5 million AR-15s in the United States. Only 5 have been used in mass shootings. And let me enumerate some of those mass shootings. Sandy Hook and Parkland, and we have others where they weren't used at all. Las Vegas, Sandy Hook, Parkland, Las Vegas, AR-15s alleged to have used, but they were all fabricated. In fact, in Parkland, we have a video, a 52-second video from Parkland where you can see there's a black thing lying on the floor. It's supposed to be a human body, but it's a training dummy. It has no head and no arms, lying in a pool of fake blood. They used fake blood in Boston, too, where they had amputee actors so that you zoom in through the smoke. And as a former artillery officer in the Marine Corps, I can assure you the explosions that went off there were merely demonstration pieces. They weren't powerful enough to kill anyone unless you're actually sitting on top of them. There were people, bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. As Lorraine Day was in charge of trauma surgery for San Francisco General Hospital for 25 years has observed, it's a physiological impossibility to have arms and legs blown off and there to be no blood. So, you know, the blood only shows up later. Well, at Parkland, they had fake blood on the floor, a training dummy. Officers, or what seemed to be officers rushing in and out, you thought, wow, those Parkland cops are really Johnny on the spot. Except it turns out Parkland gave up its police force in 2004, so they weren't even Parkland cops. They were actors wearing police uniforms. I go through all this, by the way, in multiple places. The one entitled "How to Spot a False Flag," a review of representative cases, where I go through somewhere between 12 and 15 different cases. You can find that at either 153news.net or BitChute, BitChute. Where you can also find two-hour overviews about 9/11 and JFK on BitChute. You can find those, 9/11, who is responsible and why, JFK, who is responsible and why, both on BitChute. We have a very interesting development that in New Jersey, they passed a law against magazines that will hold more than 15 rounds, which is, of course, preposterous. The standard magazine for an AR-15, of which, as we've observed, there are more than 500 in the United States because it's a wonderful weapon, very versatile. They have passed a ban, but the New Jersey residents are refusing to comply. I'll follow up after this break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Professor, once again, expressing appreciation to Daniel and Kath for inviting me to sit in today. It's such a pleasure to be here with the Power Hour audience. You're a really good group, very sophisticated and knowledgeable, and it's my pleasure to be here once again. It turns out that another of these events where AR-15 was supposed to have been used was Orlando. Well, Orlando, the permit for the club had expired 3 years in advance. They actually repainted the club from white to black when it went out of business. There wasn't anybody there either. They would eventually release videotape that was supposed to be from the event at the time. The stuff external to the building showed that there were no vehicles in the vicinity. which is absurd. If it had been real, the Pulse Club only had 11 parking spots. If it were had an occupancy, legal occupancy of 150, if there had been over 300 packed in there, it would have been abandoned vehicles all over the place, but they were not there. But they try to cover up for these by giving more lies to cover up their original lies. They've used a combination of footage outside and inside. The outside footage has date time stamps, and it shows no cars in the vicinity confirming that it was a hoax. The inside footage has no date time stamp, and you see one guy who's supposed to be the shooter walking around, but there aren't any bodies seen. But this is another case where an AR-15 was supposed to have been used. Again, completely fraudulent. Sandy Hook AR-15, completely fraudulent. Parkland AR-15, completely fraudulent. In fact, the sheriff, Scott Israel, kept four deputies outside the school. You've no doubt heard about it because they weren't snapped in that it was a drill. He would worry they might come in and shoot up one of the players who were actually drilled in SWAT gear and firing unusual weapons that are known as sim guns, firing simulated ammunition, which is made out of beeswax and laundry detergent. It won't even penetrate the skin. It'll cause a small welt. That's why you have these miraculous recoveries of students who claim to have been shot with an AR-15 walking around days later with a Band-Aid over their wound when they ought to have been dead. That's Parkland and then Las Vegas, another absurdity. Where they're trying to promote the use of these body scanners in all the resorts and casinos in Las Vegas and then extend them to schools and churches, which is going to be a fabulous financial bonanza for the Chertoff group headed by Michael Chertoff, who is our second head of Homeland Security. Of course, he's a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. He'll make billions on these devices, the safety of which has never been verified. I, as a cancer survivor, refuse to go through them, so they'll subject me to a pat-down that's supposed to be as humiliating as possible, but I won't do it. Now, because I pointed out so many times that the gun deaths have been dropping steadily since the 1990s, they're putting out propaganda. We have a report here. Gun deaths in U.S. reach highest level in nearly 40 years, CDC data revealed. Well, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is notorious as a source of false information. The truth of the matter is four times the number of children were killed in schools in the 1990s than today. What we know about the CDC is it's lied for two decades about the relationship between vaccines and autism. I mean, there's a direct correlation between the extended use of these vaccines, which have mercury or aluminum bases, and the increased incidence of autism, where some estimates have half of our children will have autism by 2050 if we don't discontinue these vaccines. That's the CDC. Now, if you look at the actual data, it turns out that gun violence has been declining steadily since the 1990s. When you look at the death per firearm per 100,000 people in 1993, it was 7.0. But by 2014, it had dropped to 3.5. That's a drop of over 50%. Wounds, non-fatal violent firearm crimes dropped even more precipitously from 725.3 per 100,000 in 1993 to only 174.8 in 2014. In other words, they're giving you one lie compounded by another lie. Worldwide, it shows that gun ownership and homicide rates are inversely related. In other words, they're giving you propaganda to say the more guns, the more gun deaths, but the truth is the opposite. In countries like North America, United States, and Canada, among the highest gun ownership in the world, lowest homicide rate. South American countries like Brazil, low gun ownership, high homicide rate. In Africa, in Russia, low gun ownership, high gun homicide rate. Look at Chicago, for crying out loud. How could anyone possibly believe that taking guns away from the people is beneficial? It's like Kanye West said from the Oval Office. Legal guns are not the problem. It's illegal guns. So when you take guns away from law-abiding citizens, you only facilitate the use of illegal guns by the criminal element because they aren't going to give up their guns. If you look at crimes in Maryland, it has like the most stringent gun control laws in the country. When you have an incident there, and there was a bona fide shooting there in Maryland, it's got nothing to do with the law. This was a young man who had a broken heart. It was an emotional distress. But gun bans that the Democrats are advocating all over the place threaten security at three different levels, personal and family security, for example. The cops take as long as 20 minutes to show up. So while you're waiting for them to show up to deal with an intruder, because you yourself are not armed, the mayhem tends to take place in the first 5 or 6 minutes. So your daughter may have been raped, your wife murdered, you may have been mugged while you're waiting for the police to show up. Community and social security. Riots and gang lootings and pillaging can take place in a community. There's one called Newfield right outside of Chicago that is now imposing $1,000-a-day fines on their citizens if they don't give up their guns. This is about as absurd as it gets. Riots and gang looting spill out in Chicago into their town. They're going to have no way to defend themselves. Northfield, Minnesota provide a better example. When they learned Jesse James and his gang were coming to rob the bank, the citizens took out most of the members of the gang. I mean, that's an appropriate use of weapons by American citizens, not to mention national security. Emperor Hirohito decided not to invade the United States because he was advised by his military experts there'd be a sniper behind every blade of grass. The United States has 100 million armed Americans. I mean, that is our greatest source of national defense, and yet the Democrats would have us give up that great source of benefit. China has the world's largest official army, 2,500,000. But the United States has the world's largest unofficial army of 100 million. Believe me, this is an advantage we ought not to give up. So to me, it's completely stunning when the Democrats want to use propaganda to convince us to give up our guns. Don't do it. As a there's an onslaught on the First and Second Amendment. Don't let yourself be played. Check it out. I welcome all of you, your support, your thoughts. Check it out, moonrockbooks.com. You might have a book for a friend or relative there. Thank you all for listening.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.